It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Devontae Adams to the Jets, a trade that needed to happen. Let's just be fair. All right, I understand there's like some talk that the Jets season is over. The Jets season is not over. And this is a team that has to make the postseason. And a general manager, more specifically, like as we talk about firing the head coach and we talk about firing the offensive coordinator, you know, Woody Johnson has one other guy in his crosshairs, I would think, who, as much as he might tell you this is the most talented team he's had, or like the GM's been here for a long time. GM still has a problem fixing the offensive line. GM still has a problem, a bunch of stuff. And this was supposed to be, when they went out and got Aaron Rodgers, a team that makes the postseason and ends this ridiculous drought. You have to still, at 2-4, with the talented roster the Jets have and two winnable games coming up against Pittsburgh and New England, this is still a trade very much worth making. It's a third-round conditional pick. You absolutely have to do it and go for it. There's really no other option. And I still believe in this team. And I still believe in this quarterback. As much as, you know, I felt like he played fairly well, if not better than that, the other day. And I've put losses at his feet, specifically the Denver game. We went through all the reasons why they lost the other game, Aaron Rodgers not being one of them. This offense has an opportunity. We saw it, 400 yards of offense in this game. We saw Breece Hall finally have a big-time game, 100-plus yards, 100 yards receiving for Lazard. I know a lot of that is the Hail Mary, but 100 yards to Wilson. This team is still talented enough to go out and compete in the AFC. This is not a trade that doesn't make sense. I don't want to hear the same old lazy takes of, well, does this fix the offensive line yet? We all know Tyron Smith looked awful in the game. We know the offensive line has been somewhat of an issue for him. We know that he's getting beat up back there. We know that. We know there's issues stopping the run. We understand what the defense looked like in the first half of this game. There's issues that go deeper than just adding a wide receiver. But my God, still, whether Aaron Rodgers is fair or not in his criticism, whether it's the right thing or not to throw the wide receiver under the bus, there are still wide receivers who are expected to compete in this on this team and help them win who aren't on the same page as the quarterback. Bringing in one of the premier wide receivers, and I still believe he can be that, in this league, and reestablish that connection. I know the connection between Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers. We thought we were reestablishing something there in a relationship. It clearly hasn't been the same. But on the field is different. And you need to bring in someone who can not only help on the field, but also do what Randall Cobb was supposed to do last year when Aaron Rodgers was on the field, and be that guy who sees it the same way, who can talk about it the same way, who can help the other receivers get on the same page, because clearly, as big a fault as any in this offense, in my mind, is the inability for any sort of cohesion here. And still, the you know, Mike Williams down going down the field to hopefully win a football game, which they had every opportunity to win. I mean, that's the other thing. Yes, they've lost. And we understand the penalties and all the nonsense that still is at the root reason and the root cause of why they've lost these games and why even when Rodgers plays well, like he did Monday night, it might not have been vintage Aaron Rodgers. It might not have been a Hall of Famer, an MVP caliber player, but that's still some of the best quarterback play this franchise has seen in forever. And it's better than what they got in Zach Wilson, and it's better than what they've been handed over the last few years. And I thought it would be enough, considering the rest of this roster, to be able to win a game that they absolutely had in their hand. And yes, they miss field goal kicks, and that's part of it too, and that's okay to say, by the way. I mean, the amount of people, I don't want to hear blaming the kicker. Why not? That's not the only reason, but I don't understand why you can't blame a kicker for missing a 32-yard field goal when you thought you had a good one. Greg the Leg last year was excellent for this Jet team. Now he's missing game-tying 32-yard field goals, but we can't give him any criticism? He's got to make those kicks. That's not the only reason. We know what the reasons were. We went through them yesterday. But that doesn't change the fact they are a missed field goal and a couple of plays away from beating Denver, which is nothing to take a bow over, but a win in this league is nothing to sneeze at either. And they were right there to beat Buffalo. Right there to beat Buffalo. This is not a season you abandon in any way. There is only one choice. Go all in. Add every great player you can add. Go try and end this drought. Because I'm telling you right now, if you get out of your Jet fandom, I know 2-4 seems impossible in many ways, but that's just the Jets. Like, and because I would venture to say, and I said this yesterday, ask a Jet fan honestly if they believe the Cincinnati Bengals are done at 2-4. And I would venture to say that you do not believe that they are dead and buried, that Joe Burrow can lead this team back, that they've shown the ability to come back. And even though they play in a damn good division with more than just one team as something that stands in your way. This Jet team at 2-4 has the team to make a run. You've got to win the next two games. You need him in here as soon as possible. And you need Aaron Rodgers to get as comfortable as possible with his receivers. And I don't know what this means for Mike Williams. I don't care what it means for Mike Williams, quite frankly. This is a trade that had to be made. It's not something that suddenly thrust them back into the Super Bowl conversation we were all trying to have at the start of the year. It's not something that automatically lifts them over the next two games and back at 500 and says, well, here we go. Here's the new look Jets and everything's different. No, but it's an improvement. And this is not lipstick on a pig. It really isn't. Not for me. This is something that can dramatically help this team because they are a couple of plays on this offense away from being 4-2. Instead of 2-4. And in first place in this division. And yeah, they got to stop creating penalties. 11 for 110 is unacceptable. That didn't seem to help firing the coach. The offensive line's got to play better. The defense has got to play better. The special teams got to play better. The quarterback's got to play better. This helps a lot of those problems. And we'll see what he is. And even if it's a failure, it's one you have to take. It's a risk you have to take. You have to go all in. You have to go make this move. The GM has to make the playoffs. The quarterback has to make the playoffs. Because I don't know how this ends for Aaron Rodgers, but coming to the New York Jets with this talented roster, all the hype around it, having the NFL, you know, be excited to the team where they force hard knocks upon you. And, you know, you're an MVP candidate at the start of the year. A lot of trendy picks out there for Aaron Rodgers to win the MVP. You can't come out here after that injury, after a documentary is going to come out about how you heal, you know, making such a big deal out of the rehab and how quick it was and all that stuff, just to come back to fall on your face and lead this Jet team the same place Zach Wilson led it. Can't happen. Can't happen. And I firmly expect them to be better. How much better? I don't know. And how quickly will it make them better? I don't know, but it better be fast because, again, they have to go win two games. Now, it sounds like Russell Wilson has a legitimate chance to be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday night. I don't think they have a great quarterback either way. I would think it probably benefits the Jets for a switch to a quarterback who hasn't played yet this year. But either way, this defense has got to show up and go play an offense that hasn't been successful, one of the worst in the NFL, and figure out a way to make enough plays against a really talented defense that has right now the odds on favorite for Defensive Player of the Year, who just forces fumbles at will, apparently, And that defense in that building can be pretty freaking devastating. And maybe this will bring some excitement. Maybe this will bring some enthusiasm. Maybe it'll cause a riff inside the locker room. I have no idea. But if you think this isn't something worth trying, or you think this is too little too late, you might be proven right, but it doesn't make the decision the wrong one. 888-808-1019. You have to go make the playoffs if you're the Jets. You have to. Have to.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.